Welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair. Your seat at the table is waiting. Today's episode feels a little different. My throat is a little sore, so you'll hear me swallowing or trying to articulate my words. My heart is a little heavy, but I still felt led to pull up to the mic. The truth is, the last couple of months have been heavy. My mother was recently diagnosed with breast cancer, and she also recently had surgery, and the doctors believe that they removed it, so I'm grateful. And she'll start radiation soon. My oldest daughter, who you met last week on the podcast, back in mid-September, was in the hospital for blood clots in both of her lungs, which was very scary. And in the midst of all that, I've been running concrete strategies, continuing the work there, and of course, working on the Concrete Rose Scholarship Foundation, showing up as a single mom, leading, loving, and holding space for others, while trying to stay grounded myself. And honestly, I'm tired. Not defeated, just human. But even in the exhaustion, purpose still finds me. And maybe it's finding you too. Some seasons of life just feel heavier than others. There's the weight of being the strong one, the one people depend on for clarity, calm, and direction. And there are days when you do all the things, right? You can smile, you can show up, keep moving, but deep down inside you whisper, I am exhausted and I'm doing my best. Here's what I've realized. Sometimes the miracle isn't that you keep going. Honestly, it's that you're still standing for your family, still showing up for your commitments. Still believing that there's meaning in the middle of the mess. That's standing. Even if it's shaky, even quiet, it's still strength. And that is grace in motion. So if you're listening and you feel the weight of everything you're carrying right now, please know you're not weak for being weary. Surviving is sacred work too. I used to think purpose meant constant motion, being on the move, progress, performance, productivity. But lately, purpose has been teaching me stillness, and it's very uncomfortable. It's looked like being present for my mom from afar, checking in daily, praying together, celebrating her healing. It's looked like finding small moments of gratitude in the middle of uncertainty. It's looked like letting go of the need to try and fix everything and learn to trust. It's looked like being there for my son at his baseball games or baseball practice, or exchanging memes and gifts with my middle daughter who's away at university. Maybe this isn't a building season, maybe it's a sustaining one. A season where God isn't asking me to climb higher, but to lean deeper. And in that learning, I found something sacred. A rest that doesn't require proof, and a peace that doesn't demand perfection. There's something sacred about showing up tired. It's honest, it's raw, it's unfiltered, it's real, sometimes ugly, but it is. And maybe that's where purpose meets us most deeply. When all the titles fade, all that's left is our true self, and we might be worn, but we're willing. So here are three truths that I am carrying close to me right now. Number one, purpose doesn't disappear in pain. It just gets quieter. Even when you can't see progress, something amazing is still happening beneath the surface. Your roots are deepening, even in dry soil. Number two, you're allowed to be both grateful and grieving. Joy and sorrow can coexist. You can thank God for what's good, like my mother's healing, my daughter's recovery, and still admit that your heart is tired. That is not contradiction, that's humanity. And number three, peace is not earned. It's invited. You don't chase calm, you make room for it. Sometimes peace begins with the courage to rest or the humility to say, I can't carry this alone today. So in closing, if purpose has found you tired right now, if you're standing, but barely, I want you to hear this. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're not weak. You're human. And grace still has you. You don't have to carry it all today. Let grace carry you, though. And even if your purpose finds you tired, it can still find you ready. So thank you so much for joining me at the table today. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who's walking through a heavy season too. And remember, keep building, keep blooming, but please rest while you do. Talk to you soon.